Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, and this is Thursday and another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 6. This particular slice of fresh bread is a rather lengthy text that I'm going to be reading, so follow along with me. And by the way, it's very relevant to us. What is our devotional program, our 5-minute devotional program called? Well, it's called Fresh Bread because God's Word is the bread of life. But God's Word is the bread of life brings you to the God of the Word, Jesus, who is your bread of life. And that's what Jesus says today in the text before us. Listen to God's Word, John chapter 6, verse 22. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you're seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe." So what has Jesus said to us? Well, the people realize that Jesus has not only performed the miracle and fed the 5,000, and now they realize there's another miracle. Somehow he got back across the sea without a boat. So they've come to him, and he says, "Well, there are many people that follow me because they just want to be around a miracle worker. And some of you are following me because you say, well, man, if he can give me that bread, what else can I get from him?" And so they're wanting not just the miracles, they're wanting to profit from the miracles of God. And so they're all about miracles, they're all about the profit of the miracles of God that have come by the hand of Jesus Christ. But he says to them, the whole purpose of this is that you come to me. That's the purpose of the miracles that create wonders, to signify that I am the Lord and Savior. You don't come for the miracles and you don't come for the product of the miracles. You come to the producer of the miracle because I can give an even bigger miracle. And that miracle you desperately need, every single one of you, and that is to come to me and I will give you life. I am the bread of life. And then he goes back to the Old Testament with them because they say, well, what about Moses? Manna came down from heaven. He said, it wasn't Moses that gave you that. It was my Father. And by the way, the Father who gave the manna through Moses to you has now sent me. I am the bread of life. Moses pointed to me. The manna pointed to me. I have now come down. And it's not manna that you've got, it's me. That is who you have. And you can have me. And when you come to me, I am the bread of life. Eat of me. Trust of me, give yourself to me, embrace me, imbibe me, take me. I have come down for you. But they would not. He said, you will not believe. You'd rather pursue miracles and their products. My dear friend, a great miracle has happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus, the Son of God, died for sinners. And he gave himself so that if you come to him, you can partake of him and have eternal life. Come to Christ. He is life. Make sure he is your life. That's another slice of fresh bread today.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.